He's in the next attack of the Yetzirah, which starts at the bottom of page Kuf Pei Dalet, and it's the Yetzirah wants the person to go to an extreme. When he gives up what we talked about till now, putting other things in your mind, always trying to distract you, to be masig, to attain his goal of keeping you far from avodas Hashem, by going to an extreme and saying that the biggest aveir in the world is to be a hypocrite and to show off and to make like you're a big tzaddik when really you're not. He will say as follows. He will sound like the Chayvus Halvavus, mamish. You'll think you're learning a piece of Chayvus Halvavus. He's going to say, Kishleimus Torah Avodas Chol Hashem Yisale Lo Titochin Lecha. The perfect Avodas Hashem is only B'shlilas Hachonif Mimucha, to make sure that there's no element of hypocrisy at all in your actions. It should be totally pure without any trace of fakerai, of being fake. Hamaruba v'amuot, no matter how big or how small, hadak, how blatant, I'm sorry, how subtle, hadak, how subtle, v'agas, how blatant. Okay, u'shlilus hachanifus l'v'neyodim m'mecha, the only way to attain that goal, that you abolish any trace of hypocrisy, of fakery, lo yiton chalacha, it's not possible, right? Hide from people. All these people who are learning Thursday nights, they're obviously succumbing to this Yetzihara, and they're all at home learning. They don't want to show off that they come to shul Thursday nights, because they don't come to shul every night to learn. So they don't want to, what are you coming Thursday night to learn for? What are you, a faker? So they're all home learning. V'teir Elohim, you should appear to people behepech, the opposite, mikfish atah b'matzmuncha, because you don't want to run the risk of having any element of being a faker. In Bosel Hispalel, we're on the top of Kuf Pei Hei now. When you come to Davin, katzer, Davin very fast. Below Yeroa, it shouldn't look like Shatomis Darius law, or Mishtadl Bo, that you're working on your davening. Because you know, then people are going to look at you and they're going to say, oh, what a big tzaddik, you're going to become a Bal Gaiva. And are people going to think that you have attained already a goal of davening with kavana when you know you're very far from that goal? So the only way out of this is to daven very fast, so no one will think anything special of you. So make sure you daven fast without kavana. Chashatirtza lilmo dvar chachma, you want to learn? Is bodi liatzmucha, right? Don't go to the shul to learn where people could see you. Then they'll think you're a masmid. You know very well you're not a masmid, far from a masmid. So stay home and learn. Of course, knowing that you're not going to be able to learn at home, right? Melol yeda bekachzulas Hashem, right? He go and he sounds like the Chayvus Halvavus. No one should know that you're learning except for Hashem. So stay home and learn. Melol siroa lechoshu ma'ila, you shouldn't show any specialness of avodas Hashem, whether it's humility or edelkeit, or being friendly. Don't do that, because then there will be traces and elements and degrees of hypocrisy, of fakery. You're not really that. People will think of you things that you're not. Pahari hisalmus, make sure you should show that you're, and you actually show that you're not going to listen to Hashem, that you're being misalem, you're looking aside, and you feel burdened for Maisa HaMishmas, by listening to Hashem. Today, Shlo Yisparsim Boshimcha. We don't want that you should be famous and people should think of you as a tzaddik.
But isn't it saying, literally, like you just said, just like the Chavala said before, that you shouldn't go out there for appearances, you shouldn't be caring what anybody else says?
That's one extreme. And now he says the HR goes to the other extreme and says, don't run the risk of being a Bal Gaiva, and make sure you eliminate from your actions any possibility that you will feel good about yourself and that you'll have kavod. So, and he's going to explain soon what, how a person should be. But what the Yetzirah tries to do is, in this way, he'll trap him into staying home. We know at home he's not going to learn a word. And davening 3 minutes Shmona Esrei, because you don't want people to think that you daven properly and have kavanah and you're a big tzaddik. And anything that comes up, he introduces what he calls harchokas hachanifus. He focuses on that. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a faker. And therefore, he talks him into going to the extreme. You'll lose all your schar. Don't give people mussar. If you see people doing something wrong, don't tell them. Because then you say, oh, look at that. Tzaddik, he thinks he's right. He thinks he's so perfect. People have a shiloh, they don't know the halacha. So you're going to speak up, they're going to think you're a Talmud Chacham. You know the answer, you know you're very far from being a Talmud Chacham. So don't show anybody that you know halacha, don't show anybody that you know Gemaras. Val Yehona ben Zulascha, don't teach people Memela, because then they'll see you're a Talmud Chacham, they'll give you honor, you'll lose all your schar, you'll get honor. Val Yira Lecha Roshem Yiras Hashem, don't do anything that a Yirei Shemayim does. Don't wear a hat and jacket by davening. I'm just taking that as an example. Then people say, oh, he thinks he's a yeshiva guy. Look at this guy. Or they'll take a think you're special. They'll simon misimoni amishmas l'Hashem. K'dei shelo yibda, you don't want chas v'shalom that anybody should give you kavod. K'dei shelo yichabdenucha b'nei adam b'glal kach. And then he takes it even further. Although this is taking us like through the process of the Yetzirah, he says, you know what, and you should hang around the bars, become friends with those guys. You don't want people to say that you think you're better than they are, right? You have to be friends with everybody. And this is the Yetzirah talking, not the Chavis Alvavis. Says the Yetzirah, and to really round out and perfect your being careful not to show or think or exhibit that you're better than other people. Shetasyadim kol suge b'nei adam. He gets to be friends with these guys. They go to movies. See, we're talking about a young kabocha. They hang around girls. That's what you should be friends with, so that people shouldn't think that you're better. That you're a higher class of person. Maybe you should talk a little nivel peh, so that people shouldn't think that you're better. But this ari b'darcheyem, you go where they go. V'tinag b'menageyem, v'tov v'garua. Yeah, they do good things, they do bad things. Baltizor zehirus meruba. Don't be so frum. Don't show that you're frum. Menasheker v'ashvuos. This ari b'mon b'achila, eating, drinking, b'sicha, standing on the street corner schmoozing. U'b'dibur. You want to be one of the boys. You don't want people to say that you're better than they are. You're a higher class person. You know, be a backslapper, one of the boys. And to imitate these people. Anything that would make it seem as if that you are trying to break away from Olam Hazeh type things, and trying to be a more spiritual person, stay away from that. That's the most dangerous thing in the world. In Tishma lo b'kach, this is taking over now. If you listen to the Yetzer in this, and it's a very keen insight into his workings. Yishlo mimcha doscha, mibli shetargish b'kach. Without you realizing it, slowly, maybe it'll take a couple of years, but slowly you'll slip off the derech, because that'll become your lifestyle. And in the beginning you did it for a very, very firm reason, and he has you where he wants you, and then slowly you get used to such behavior, and then you fall into the trap where now that becomes your normal lifestyle. Okay, we'll stop here. It's not very exciting.